Brett Carlson is an extension educator at the Mankato Regional Extension Office, specializing in water quality. And Brad, what's the old saying? What goes around comes around. Unfortunately, I can remember $1,200, $1,300 a ton nitrogen, and here we are facing it again.
Yeah, I did some calling around, and actually, if you got it for $1,200, you'd be really happy because it's as high as $1,400 right now. Some types of fertilizer are at record high prices. And so we've been getting a lot of questions from farmers about whether they should be changing their management because of that.
Well, you wrote a really nice article addressing some of the issues farmers should be thinking about.
Well, one of the things that we've been kind of stressing for quite a while now is the fact that after an extremely dry year, historically, we carry a lot of nitrogen over into the next growing season. And so if you're looking at these extremely high prices, I mean, really, we should be looking at soil testing for nitrates and then applying a nitrogen credit to what we apply next year anyway. So really, this kind of goes hand in hand. If you're doing fall application right now, you're not really necessarily able to take that credit because it could get really wet in the spring and then maybe that nitrogen isn't there. But you certainly can adjust your management to compensate for this. And I think particularly given the fact that so many farmers are split applying now, if you're putting fall in on right now, my recommendation is put on a half rate and wait and see what it looks like next spring.
But if you didn't utilize all of that nitrogen because of the drought, but if my corn this year is going to be beans next year, then the drought really doesn't have much of an impact on your nitrogen plants, would it?
That's correct, Jerry, that obviously if you're planting corn following soybeans, that may not necessarily be the case. I mean, corn on corn is 100% given. We recommend doing a soil nitrate test before planting and then crediting nitrogen for all corn on corn after we've had a drought year. But any of the acreage that we have any kind of a manure history whatsoever, if you've been applying compost and so forth, you should also be testing in that because we can see very high rates of mineralization of nitrogen. But I think on an overall basis, it's worth exploring and soil sampling where you had your soybeans this year and see what might be down there. Soil test is $8. I mean, it's not that big of a deal to just pull a sample, send it in, and see what might be out there. The recommendation for not testing just simply in a corn following bean situation is more or less just based on the likelihood that you're not going to find anything, but given the extreme drought this last year, I'm suspecting we are going to find something. And so I think most fields overall are going to have some residual nitrogen. If it's following soybeans, it's not obviously from leftover fertilizer, but we are looking at the nitrogen that accumulates in the soil profile from mineralized organic matter. And that can be fairly significant. I mean, we can be looking at easily 20, 30, 40 pounds an acre. And given the current price of nitrogen, I mean, who wouldn't want to reduce their rates by that much if you knew you could reliably credit that through soil testing? I mean, we use soil tests and we trust the results for P and K. It's just that historically we don't have a long track record of doing soil testing for nitrogen. But that definitely is something that's in our toolkit.
Well, I had never really even heard, I guess, Brad, about soil tests for nitrogen until here a month or so ago. You and I were talking, and you were talking about testing for nitrogen. I kind of related it to a tissue testing in season, trying to be ahead of the curve, and it was a little bit dicey there. But this is really, if we took a soil nitrogen test next spring, it would be fairly reliable then.
It is fairly reliable, Jerry. I mean, it's not something we talk about a lot because nitrate is lost when it gets wet. It either denitrifies or it leaches out of the soil. And so the last decade has been so wet that there's rarely been any nitrogen to credit, regardless of the circumstance. We've seen extremely low residual soil nitrate numbers in studies where we've done spring soil testing, but this is a year when this is a thing. I mean, following a drought year, we do see this, and so it's just been a long time since we've had a drought like this. I mean, 2012 to some extent, but not even so much that year. It's maybe been back to the drought of the late 1980s that we've seen carryover nitrogen numbers like this. I mean, some of the soil tests I've been seeing are showing a residual nitrogen of like 80 pounds an acre.
Wow, that's significant.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, it really is. I mean, depending on what you're, you know, if you're talking corn on corn, I mean, you're talking almost a half rate there.
So typically I get my base on the fall and then I side dress in season. And I guess I'd never thought about it of doing an actual soil test to see if I needed any side dress liquid nitrogen.
Yeah. So I guess the thing about that is, Jerry, is the test is not calibrated places where you've already applied fertilizer. And so if you're putting on some fall in, you need to have some strips or little areas at least where no fertilizer is applied to pull that soil sample. And so, if you take a soil test, say, in early April next year, you can reliably credit that amount of nitrogen in addition to, you know, add it to what you applied this fall and look at your total overall nitrogen budget that you need for the crop. It's very conceivable that we could get by with a full crop this coming year with significantly reduced rates.
I've never paid a lot of attention to the nitrogen ratio to the price of corn because you always seem to kind of go in tandem. But with a big run-up in nitrogen, is that something that could be reliable now?
Well, that's hard to say. The ratio currently is about 0.15 or 0.16. That's getting a little high. Historically, that ratio has kind of stayed in the 0.1 territory. It's not unheard of at all to be 0.15. I mean, for the most part, if you look at our rate recommendations, when you get to about 0.15, economically, we recommend reducing your application rates by about 15 pounds an acre, because just simply because that break-even point is at a different spot when we've got the high prices, relative to the price of corn. Historically, this isn't unheard of, and certainly, you know, where we're at is within our recommendation charts. It's not like it's really not like we're making it up. I mean, it's the data is there.
Well, then the other thing, when you do put it on in the fall, anhydrous, you've got the cost of N-serve. Now I thought, boy, look at what that cost me for the nitrogen stabilizer over putting it on in the spring. But now you're kind of recommending putting a nitrogen stabilizer with the anhydrous in the spring too, aren't you, Brad?
Well, not so much, Jerry, really. I mean, you can if you want to. I guess the thing about the nitrogen stabilizer is that's a flat rate regardless of how much N you put on. So given the price of that product right now, it's about 8.5 cents per pound of nitrogen that adds. But obviously that kind of goes up and down based on the rate. But roughly speaking, you know, so if we're talking in the 80 some cent per pound nitrogen, you know, that the price of the inhibitor is running you up to about 90 cents. Good idea still in the fall because we have no idea what the spring is going to look like. I would save that expense for springtime application though.
Boy, it's a tough spot to be in. Do you put it on now if you haven't gotten it locked in or put it on, or wait till spring hoping that the price isn't quite so high, or that maybe nitrogen won't be available at all?
Well, that of course, is a conundrum because a lot of dealers are not booking spring nitrogen. In a lot of cases, they just simply don't want to get caught with expensive nitrogen if there's falling prices and then have to sell it for a loss. Don't blame them a bit for that. Not only that, but the customers also, maybe if the dealer is being cautious, it's on behalf of the customer who also doesn't want to pay so much. So that's to be expected. As far as the availability part, I guess I'd be having conversations with my dealer. I don't think we're having issues with the overall supply of nitrogen. So I think as long as you do at some point get it spoken for, you will get it. You know, as far as the different costs between types of fertilizer, I don't really know where that's going to be at. Urea has a little bit of a wrinkle because a lot of that is imported, and you know, we've all heard about the issues in the ports. I'm not completely sure whether that's going to cause availability problems of urea. Large amounts of our anhydrous are still produced domestically, so that shouldn't be a problem. Of course, the price of natural gas will affect that because that's the major stock that goes into producing anhydrous ammonia. You know, as far as the other types of fertilizer, again, have some conversation with your dealer and see where they're at. And I would guess that at some point they are going to need to pull the trigger, and then they will ask you to pull the trigger with them. You know, and then you're going to have to commit to it, and then of course then we shouldn't have a lot of problems with availability. I mean, if you flat out simply choose to just roll the dice, I mean, it is a possibility that maybe there's nothing available. I mean, it is possible that dealers are only going to order, you know, what they have spoken for just simply to reduce their risk and not get caught with a lot of product in a falling price environment and so forth. That's possible. So I think farmers definitely need to stay on top of that situation.
Brett Carlson, Extension Educator at the Mankato Regional Extension Office.